It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi. Did you do any knocking last night after we knocked and rang the bells? I like to think of you in the evening. Wonder what you're doing. I have two things today. This one is from Mr. Tro, and this one's from me. A new song. Let's go to the kitchen to see what Mr. Tro has made for our collection. Okay? Well, he has it already written on this top box. See it? What a long word that is. Platypus holes. So this must be the model of the platypus place. Let's see. He's got it in another box. All right, here it is. Now let's look for the writing. Oh, it's right there. Platypus holes. Platypus holes. That one has a blue cover. Another box inside that one. Do you see the lettering anywhere? He usually writes on each box what it is. Very tiny down here, isn't it? Platypus holes. Another box. Let's see if we can find it here. Where is it? Oh, here. Right on the side. Platypus holes. They're really in this one. Doesn't that look like where the platypus people live? Dr. Bill and Elsie Jean Platypus. Remember how they dug their holes in the neighborhood of make-believe? That's what platypus animal does. Digs the hole, and that's where they live. Why don't we just set up all of the pieces of our model that we have? Here's Daniel's clock. Platypus holes. Museum go round. X's tree, Henrietta's house. And the castle. We still have some more to be made, but this is a good beginning. I like to have these toys so that you and I can make believe together. Sure, that's a good part of toys. Sometimes the best toys are the ones that you just find yourself somewhere. I've often played with tubes like this. You know, this is a tube from a paper towel rack. This is a toilet paper tube. Little cars that can go through the tubes. Sure, like tunnels. put it, this one through the long one first. Out the other side. See how this blue one does. In you go now. Out it comes. Let's try this one through the short tube. In you go. And out it comes. The other end. Of course, a tube could be... Sure. Could even be the bagpipes. And the Dr. Bill does. In fact, you have lots of ideas as to what something like that could be. Mm-hmm. It's fun to think up new things to do with your old toys, isn't it? In fact, it just makes you feel good to be alive when you're playing and making up things. That's why I make up songs for you. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling you're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll grow 12 inches today. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know you're alive. It's such a good feeling to know you're in tune. It's such a happy feeling to find you're in bloom. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll grow 12 inches today. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know you're alive. That's for you, that new song. Now there's a bell. Would it be that door or that door? That's the door that knocks, isn't it? That's the door that rings. Let's look. See who's come to see us. Officer Clemens.
How are you?
Talk about good feelings. Am I glad to see you?
Well, come I thought in. I heard you singing on my way by.
It's a new song.
It is?
Uh-huh. I'd like you to see it.
Well, let's see.
You know, I write the notes and the words down. You can read music.
Yes, I can.
You've studied hard to learn that. Would you try it?
Yes. Let's see.
It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling you're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll grow 12 inches today. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know you're alive. It's such a good feeling to know you're in tune. It's such a happy feeling to find you're in bloom. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll grow 12 inches today. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know you're alive.
Beautiful. I like your song.
Do the first verse again, and let's snap our fingers with Officer Clemens, okay?
Okay.
Did you see how he started to snap? It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling you're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to sing, I think I'll grow 12 inches today. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know you're alive. Oh, what a good feeling to hear you sing that.
Thank
you. I'm glad you like. Do you remember the time that you said, why don't you come to our police station sometime just to visit?
Yes, I do.
Well, I was wondering, what about today?
Would you like to come today?
Could we?
Why, sure. I think that'd be a nice idea.
Would you take us there?
Yes.
Would you like to go to see Officer Clemens' police station? Just to see what's inside. I bet there are a lot of interesting things.
Come on, I'll show you.
Good. Come along. It's just down the street and around the corner.
Hi, Francois.
Hello, Jim. How are you?
Fine. How are you, sir?
Oh, it's good to see you again.
Good to see you.
I brought a friend I'd like you to meet. This is Mr. Rogers. This is Jim Hassett.
My pleasure, Mr. Rogers.
Officer Hassett, glad to meet you.
Mel Howard, this is Mr. Rogers.
Hello, Mr. Rogers.
How do you do, Officer Howard?
Fine.
I thought I'd bring Mr. Rogers down and show him some of the equipment here at the station.
Fine, Francois. Go right ahead.
Oh, I see you have this box over here. Is it repaired?
Yes, it's repaired.
Why don't I show you this first, Mr. Rogers?
What is this?
Well, this is a call box, which is out in the neighborhood in a particular location all the time. It's a fixed location. Now, if I'm making my rounds and I'd like to report to the station here that everything is going all right, I take my key and I insert it here. And I open it up. And here you see I have a telephone.
There's a phone in there.
Right, and I put it to my ear and I push this switch. Now, that kicks off a switch here. And this is called a call box tape.
Makes 9 little holes in there.
That's right. That's because this is box number 9.
Oh, so each one of the boxes gives a different number of holes.
Okay. That's right. Well, why don't you sit down, Jim, and we'll show him how it works.
All right, Francois.
Okay? Exactly how it works.
So this is what you do when he does that out in the community.
That's right, Mr. Rogers.
Okay, I'll do it again. Officer Clemens here. Everything is all right.
Fine, Officer Clemens.
Okay, then I hang it up, and he knows that everything is fine, and in my neighborhood, everything is quiet.
And then you go on to another box.
That's correct.
I see.
That's correct. But now, in case it's an emergency and there's something that has to be taken care of right away, I put it here. I don't even have to open the box up. Just put the key in the top hole and turn it around. Now, when that kicks off the switch this time, it'll make 9 holes, but it'll make them over and over and over and over again.
I see. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It's going to do it again.
Yes.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Well, what do you do when you see all of these 9 holes coming in like that?
Well, as soon as it keeps on ringing, Mr. Rogers, I know that there is a police officer in trouble. In this case, it'd be Officer Clemens on box number 9. So I immediately pick up this phone, and I call the radio room and tell them Officer Clemens at number 9 box is in trouble, and they dispatch the cars immediately to help the officer.
Oh, so your other policemen go to help him.
That's correct.
Boy, all this fancy equipment to take care of your own men.
Yes, our men are very well protected.
Oh, now, Mr. Great. Rogers, I'll show you the main desk over here.
Thank you.
And Mel Howard over here takes care of a certain kind of distress calls that come in, not from us, but from the people in the neighborhood. And if there's a lost pet or something of that nature that someone, you know, wants to help for us to help them locate it, they'll call him. He'll take the information down here, and then Mel will send someone to help them out.
I see.
That's correct, Mr. Rogers. Just as you were entering the station, the police had just located a lost pet that was lost earlier this morning, and I have the report right here. And the pet was located and returned to its owner by my dispatching the cars from the area to locate the pet.
Good news. Well, you hear that, I'm sure, a lot. Well, all of this business to help other people.
That's right.
Thank you, Officer Howard.
You're quite welcome, Mr. Rogers.
Now, behind you, Mr. Rogers, we have a teletype here. Now, this goes 24 hours, and all the information that comes in over comes from the main station downtown.
This looks like a typewriter.
That's what it is, Mr. Rogers, actually.
Goes all the time.
Can you see the insides of it?
Yes, you can, Mr. Rogers. Just push that button and it'll come open. Fine. We'll just lift this for you. There we are.
Oh, so that's where you put all the paper for this. But you mean somebody else types messages, and then the messages come on this paper here.
That's right. We have at our main station downtown, we have one man that does the typing upstairs, and all police stations receive the messages from that main station.
At the same time.
Yes.
Now, if there's a special kind of information that we should take special note of, the type will sound loud. It'll make a distinct sound that if he's working at his desk, he'll hear it.
Oh, you mean it'll be louder than usual?
It'll be real loud to attract, it'll attract my attention. I'll immediately come over and it might be a bank robbery in process.
Something that you need to take care of right away.
That's right, sir.
That's right. And over here.
We've wanted to see your station for a long time. I'm glad we came today.
Well, you see, these clipboards, we list down different traffic accidents, calls that come through, and hospital-aided cases. We list those all down in case someone's trying to find someone, you know, that sort of thing. We have it listed right here.
So you have a list of all the people that the police helped take to the
That's
hospital
right.
that day?
Every mm-hmm. one of them. And here we have different offense reports, mm-hmm. and this usually includes more serious kinds of crimes, like a robbery, mm-hmm. that sort of thing.
And your hats are hanging here, too.
Yes, our hats are hanging here, Mr. Rogers, and the only time that police officers don't wear their hats are when they're assigned to the desk, like Officer Howard and myself. Otherwise, a police officer always wears his hat.
I see. Oh, we often see Officer Clemens in his. We're grateful to have you in our neighborhood.
It's nice to have you, Mr. Rogers.
Thank you, Officer.
You're welcome,
Hanson.
Sir. Francois,
Thanks,
thank you.
Thank you.
Howard.
Nice seeing you again.
Goodbye, Mr. Rogers.
Nice.
Thank you for coming.
So long.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I like doing that today. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad you were able to come.
Could you stay long enough with us to make believe?
Yes, I could.
Good.
Okay.
I was thinking when I was at your police station, do ever you officers, when your little boys pretend that you're going to be policemen, you know, like use something like this for a telephone? Or
I pretended when I was a child. I'm sure some of the others did, too.
Right. Well, what would you like to make believe in the neighborhood of make believe today?
Well, why don't we pretend we're here with Dr. and Mrs. Platypus?
Good. What would you like to be doing?
Well, Dr. Bill could be playing his bagpipes, and I could be vocalizing with him.
Great.
and Elsie Jean could be making something good to eat.
Fine idea, don't you think? Dr. Bill playing his bagpipes, Officer Clemens singing with him, and Elsie Jean making something good to eat. Let's do that.
Voice, Officer Clemens.
Well, thank you, Dr. Bill. I enjoy singing with you and your bagpipe.
Well, you are one of the few people who can sing louder than my pipes, man.
Well, I love to sing.
Oh, you dear boys. I'm so glad you're here.
Well,
I'm
hello,
so
Mrs.
Glad.
Platypus.
Oh, I'm so overjoyed. I'm simply overjoyed. Here I was looking at this cookbook, and I found a new way to make a pie.
Yes. Did you make it?
Well, yes. What kind of a pie did you make? Oh, yes. I didn't make it yet. You see, I need this little sign with pie written on
sign?
It.
Uh-huh. Pie. P-I-E.
Yes. Now, will you put it right over here?
Oh,
right
yes,
over there?
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Right there.
That's
Will that do?
Good. That's fine. Mm-hmm. And okay. I need one more thing.
Well, what could that be?
I need one husband.
Well, I'm your husband.
Yeah,
here
you have
I
a husband.
Am I?
And I also need a police officer with a beautiful voice.
Will I do for that?
Oh, of course you'll do. You do perfectly. Oh, yeah.
Well, what else do you need now?
Well, you see, I need one more person.
Well, who's that now?
One more?
Uh-huh. I need one neighbor whose name begins with an E.
An E. Well, a neighbor whose name begins with an E. Do you know someone, Dr. Bill?
Well, Daniel Tiger is our neighbor, and his name, Daniel, begins with a D.
Yes.
And Tiger begins with a T. Hmm.
Well, how about Lady Elaine Fairchild? Elaine begins with an E.
Did I hear somebody? Did he mention my beautiful name?
Well, hello, Lady Elaine. Mm. We need you.
You need me?
Yes.
How lovely. For what?
Well, for a new recipe. Now here's what we want to do.
A new recipe?
Mm-hmm. Officer Clements can help us make this new recipe if he sings a pea like this.
Good,
that's right.
Okay.
Now, I never heard anything like this. Singing?
Yeah.
A recipe?
Then you have to wait till I say 1, 2, 3, go. Then I sing an I. Mm-hmm.
And then
see?
What do I do?
Well, then you sing the I.
I see. P-I-E spells pie.
Yes.
But there's nothing left for me to do.
Oh, yes, there is. You're my husband, and you're supposed to say, my wife's good pie.
My wife's good pie.
That's it.
Well, shall we try it then?
Is that all you do to make a pie? Sing P-I-E?
Well, that's...
My wife's good pie like that. Is that all you do?
Well, the recipe says...
Well, we're going to try it.
I never heard of such a thing.
All right. Officer Clements, you start now.
Okay.
Sounds funny, doesn't it?
Stop. That's not right, Lady
Elaine.
Stop. That's not right. That's not right, Lady Elaine.
Oh, I know, but I just felt like singing P-I-P-I-P-I-P-I-P-I-P.
You're supposed to just sing E. You see, you're the neighbor who's just supposed to sing E.
Oh, it's all part of the recipe, huh?
Yes. Shall we try it again?
Oh, all right.
My wife's good pie.
Well, that's great.
Oh, it really worked.
Yes, let's do it again. Let's do it again.
Well, how many pies do you want?
Well, does the recipe allow, that we can do more than one?
I think we could try one more,
well,
don't you
think?
Well,
of course we could. I think this one looks like a cherry pie. Look at the lattice work on the top.
Oh,
it's wonderful. I love your recipe.
Yum, 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 yum.
Okay, let's try it again.
All right, ready?
Once more.
1, 2, 3.
My wife's good pie.
Let's do it again.
Oh, now, this is enough for us to eat, is it not?
Yes, but I think it's fun to make them. Look, 1, 2 pies. Ooh.
But this is food, Lady Elaine, and you don't play with food.
Oh, that's right. But I know what we'll do.
What's that, dear?
We'll start a pie restaurant. That's it. We'll make all kinds of pies, and then we'll make as many as we want, okay?
Oh, what a lovely idea. Yeah. Oh, it's perfectly lovely. Oh, what kind of
pie restaurant?
Pie restaurant, yes. We can have peach and apple and
cherry
pie,
yes.
And apricot.
How about a steak and kidney pie?
Oh, that'll be fine. Any kind of pie anybody wants.
Well, I'm sure everybody has a favorite kind of pie, so shall we try it again?
Sure, for the pie restaurant. Pie. The pie restaurant,
okay.
Everybody.
Here we go.
My wife's good pie.
Now we have three. Great. Come on now. Let's just make more and more
and more
and more and more.
E-I-E, my wife's good pie.
That's not the way we make pies in our neighborhood, is it?
It almost didn't work in make-believe.
No, Lady Elaine. But once she started to play, she didn't want to stop.
In our real world, somebody has to make the food.
Yeah. Does your wife like to cook?
Yes, she's a good cook. She makes real pies.
Not make-believe ones.
No, not at all. When she makes an apple pie, that's one of my favorite pies. And she makes a pecan pie. It's very good. But the best one of all is when she makes a sweet potato pie.
You like that best?
Yes, I do. She makes good pies just like you write good songs.
I like the way you sing songs. Let's sing this one together, okay?
Okay.
Would you sing it with us? Just try. It's new. We can try it together.
It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling you're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll grow 12 inches today. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The a feeling you know you're alive.
It's a good feeling to sing with you, Officer Clements.
Well, I think I've got to go now, Miss Rogers.
Well, it's been a great day.
It's nice seeing you again.
Thanks for coming by. Thanks for taking us to your station.
And thank you for letting me make believe with you and your friends.
Anytime.
So long.
Bye-bye.
Feeling you know you're alive.
Toys away. Officer Clements has to get to his work, and I have to get to mine. P.I.E. Our fish. See you tomorrow. Happy feeling, you're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll grow 12 inches today. Such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know you're alive. Another good feeling is that you and I are going to be together again tomorrow. I look forward to that. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy, like Officer Clements. Tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make every day a special day for me. And give me a good feeling to know I'm your friend. See you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Production funds for this television visit were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET affiliated stations. Thank you.